This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Both prime cuts, the police in Louisville, Kentucky say at least 24 people were arrested from a protest in the city on Thursday. A statement says charges included unlawful assembly, failure to disperse, and riot in the first degree. Authorities allege the protesters broke windows at a restaurant, damaged city buses, and tried to set a fire and threw a flare into the street. A protest had broken out across the country following the announcement Wednesday that no officers were directly charged in a fatal shooting of Breonna Taylor. The black woman was killed during a police raid in March. Police pulled back from the Louisville protest on Thursday night after negotiating an ending with demonstrators. The U.S. government has put the first black inmate to death since the Trump administration this year resumed federal executions after a nearly two-decade pause. 40-year-old Christopher Vialva was pronounced dead shortly before 7 p.m. EDT Thursday. He was convicted and sentenced to death in the slaying of a religious couple visiting Texas from Iowa when Vialva was 19. He is the seventh federal execution since July and the second this week. Five of the first six were white. It's a move critics argue was a political calculation to avoid uproar. The sixth was Navajo. Vialva's lawyer, Susan Otto, has said that race played a role in landing her client on death row in the 1999 killings. President Donald Trump's refusal to commit a peaceful transfer of power if he loses the November 3rd presidential election is drawing swift blowback from both parties in Congress. But Mr. Trump was unfazed, declaring anew on Thursday that he's not sure the election can be honest. Meanwhile, lawmakers are turning to unprecedented steps to ensure the president cannot ignore the vote of the people. This is VOA News.